we go to license sales, update with Heather.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, and Secretary Hepler. Heather Villa, Wildlife Administration Chief for Game Fish and Parks. If you turn to page 143 in your commission book, you will see the monthly license report. Now, you'll notice there's some changes that have been made to this report. When we're comparing numbers, it's often more accurate to compare to an average as opposed to, for example, last year, which was one of the worst years we've had in a long time. We want to give a more accurate picture of what we're looking at as far as sales increases. So we are going to primarily in the future see comparing to a three-year average versus the current year. So if you look at the top portion, which is our resident licenses, our fishing licenses in 2020 have had a 14% increase over the three-year average. Our small game hunting licenses have had a 9% increase in 2020 over the three-year average. On the bottom portion with our non-resident numbers, 2020 is also looking at a 14.5% increase over the three-year average for fishing licenses, and small game hunting is looking at about an 8% increase. So again, another new note that has been added in the last few months, we have been collecting habitat stamp funds, which we've heard about a few times today. We just broke that $1 million mark, which is really exciting, being this new in the season for it, have just starting in July. So if you compare our three-year average to 2020 for overall revenues, and you remove the habitat stamp sales because those were not previously collected in previous years, we are roughly about $900,000 up on our three-year average. I'd be happy to answer any questions anyone might have.
Questions, comments? Don't see any. Thank you, Heather.